You're listening to When Christians Speak Online Talk Radio, broadcasting out of the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area. Today's voice crying out in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord. When Christians Speak is dedicated to lifting up the name of Christ Jesus and spreading the good news. So it's my brother, can you spare a dime? My God shall supply my needs. Don't have to beg because I am a thief. Cause every good
All right. Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord. I want to welcome you to When Christians Speak Talk Radio. This is the Bread of Life segment. Amen. Today, amen. We are excited about what God is going to do. Amen. And I've got a couple of things going on that we're going to do today. Want to start off by wishing and praying for that everyone had a blessed Mother's Day. Today is May the 13th, is Sunday, May the 13th. Amen. Mother's Day, we pray that you mothers receive the many blessings and gifts and all those things that are needed and much loved. But it really, Mother's Day should be all year round. It shouldn't just be one day of the year. Amen. But anyway, so we pray that that took place and that you were pleased with that. I also want to let you know that I also celebrated a birthday this week on May the 9th. Amen. Turning 60. I was really excited. Good time. Myself and everything and talked to got a lot of birthday wishes or people, not, I really like the word wish, but people with congratulations, and I was very thankful for that also, okay? I want to remind you that we broadcast every Tuesday at 7 o'clock with His Abounding Grace with Minister Vanessa Williams. Amen. That's every Tuesday at 7 p.m. Declaring the Finished Work with Reverend Pat Randall is Thursday at 12 noon. I do Friday Night Joy and Friends at 7 p.m. I also do the Bread of Life, which is today. Amen. On Sundays at 7 p.m. Challenge to Change with Pastor Paul Morgan is every Wednesday at 7 p.m. We do have monthly broadcasts, which are as follows. Lifeline with Apostle Shirley Jones is every first Monday of the month at 7 p.m. The Bold and the Beautiful with Reverend Novena Reed, Reverend Curtis Austin, and Minister Jordana Cunningham. It's every second Saturday at 10 a.m. I was excited to listen to the broadcast on yesterday. It was an awesome thing what these young people are doing. Amen. Adoration with Evangelist Lewis McEwen is every third Monday of the month. Amen. At 7 p.m. Marriage Takeover, The Body of One with Reverend Eric and Reverend Tamika Thompson is every third Sunday of the month at 7 p.m. Our weekly prayer is called Midday Glory Prayer with Reverend Gwen Dixon. It's every Wednesday at 1 p.m. The dollar number is 641-715-3580. The access code is 732-499. This is a free conference call number. I want to welcome you to feel free to call that number out and get into the midst of prayer. You can always go back and listen to it through the different platforms or social media sites that we deal with. Amen. But again, I want to say happy Mother's Day to all the mothers, especially to my mother, Pastor Lucy Rose. Happy Mother's Day. I'm not sure whether you're listening, amen or not, but happy Mother's Day to you. And I want to, our topic today, this is from Midday Glorious Prayer, Reverend Gwen Dixon. It's called Fasting from Negative Thinking. I think Friday we did one part of the series. Today we'll do another part of the series, Fasting from Negative Thinking. Amen. So this is a two-part. So it's going to be a little longer broadcast than normal. Amen. But we're excited about that. But before we do all that, I want to just take time out and tell you the importance of a mother. You know, my mother raised us by herself. You know, she's very strict. And she pushed education, she pushed church, and she pushed school. I mean, she pushed those things and taking care of us. You know, she did a lot of work to make sure we had, and didn't feel like that we were going without. Okay, encouraged us to do the Learn How to Cook. And my microphone is acting real silly right about now. So I'm going to do some quick checks here and see what I can do. But she encouraged us to do a lot of different things, man. I mean, to know how to cook, for sure. Yeah, she determined that we all her boys knew how to cook and everything. And that's what she did. She made sure that we knew how to cook and take care of ourselves and clean and all that kind of stuff. She inspired us in many different ways. She has since, right? She's still living. So we are grateful for her on this Mother's Day. So I don't know about you. I know a lot of people, this is a very sad time. Some people lose their mothers, have lost their mother through various reasons and stuff. So we want to make sure that we keep you in our prayers. You know, sometimes we take our mothers for granted and everything. And one thing I know about mothers, they will stay with you even when you don't want to stay with them and everything, you know, for different reasons and stuff like that. But I just know my mom. I can speak to my mom and some of the moms that I know, they are awesome. They are prayer warriors. They are determined to take care of their children and to do the best for their children. Amen. They are determined to do those things, and they care, you know. They care about their kids. They only want the best for their children. Amen. So this is just a shout-out to the mothers and everything. And I just want my prayer that you had a great day. And I also pray that you celebrate Mother's Day every day, you know, just like you do Father's Day. But, you know, tell your mother you love him. You know, wrap your arms around them, sit them down and send them a flower. Just go say hi, you know, and stuff like that. And don't be too hard on yourself, on them, when they're trying to tell you what to do. Sometimes growing up, I wasn't that bad, but, you know, I had my moments, you know, that especially as a teenager, you're like, man, she don't know nothing. She always, you know, but now as I've gotten older, like I told you, I just turned 60, I appreciate my mother in many ways. Amen. I appreciate all that she do. Amen. So with that being said, we're going to go ahead and get started with Midday Glory Prayer. Amen. Fasting from Negative Thinking. This is part 8.
Required listening with Amazon Music.
Dad music again?
The greatest guitarist of all time.
Wait, who?
Alexa, add this song to a new playlist.
Sure, what's the new playlist name?
Jack's Intro to Classic Rock.
Adding Stepping Stone by Jimi Hendrix to Jack's Intro to Classic Rock playlist.
Amazon Music, the simplest way to listen to the music you and soon he will love. New customers start your 30-day free trial at amazonmusic.com. Renews automatically. Cancel anytime.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. We give him praise. He is so worthy, worthy of our praise. Glory to God. He is a holy God. He is righteous. Hallelujah. He is such an amazing God. He is so awesome, and he truly is our keeper. Glory to God. He watches over us day and night. He neither slumbers nor sleep. Bless his name. Glory to God. We want to welcome you to Midday Glory. I am Reverend Gwendolyn Dixon, and I will be your host for the next 30 minutes or less. Hallelujah. We've been on a fast. We've been on a spiritual fast for the last 7 weeks, fasting from negative thinking. Some may say, what do we mean by a spiritual fast? A spiritual fast is when we as believers truly take the word of God deeply serious and choose to truly concentrate on his written word, glory to God. We are consecrating our entire being. We're consecrating our bodies, our minds, our souls to the Lord. We desire a closer walk with him. The spiritual fast affords us to train our minds to think before we speak, and we choose to speak positive things and not negative things, glory to God. We choose to speak the word of God in our lives. We choose to act according to God's words, act according to the promises that he made in his word just for us, glory to God, hallelujah. Everything that we need is in the word of God. David in the Bible, and we so know so much about David, stood on the principles of God's word without giving his own opinion, without giving his two cents of how it should be written, glory to God. Psalms 119 is an amazing psalm. It is one of the longest psalms in the Bible. It has 176 verses, but it's also the psalm that deals the most directly with the topic of Scripture. Virtually every verse, one way or another, refers to the Word of God. David, who is most likely the author, uses a variety of terminology to describe God's Word, his commandments, his laws, his statutes, his precepts, his ordinances, his rules, his words, his testimonies, and we can go on and on. These all refer to the Scriptures as they exist in David's day. Glory to God. So Psalms 119 is one of the best examples of Scripture speaking about Scripture. It's the word about the word. Glory to God. And in it, we find that David interacting with the word of God in five ways that should be paradigmatic for all believers, which means describing something that is an ideal or standard, glory to God. So there are five things that we should be doing with God's word. So we're going to take a look at these five ways describing something that is an ideal or standard, glory to God. The first thing is trusting the word of God. Time and time again, David expressed his belief that the Scriptures are true. And in Psalm 119, verse 151, it says, "Thou art near, O Lord, and all thy commandments are true." And then the second one, David believes in them. In verse 66, it says, "Teach me good judgment and knowledge, for I have believed thy commandments." And then David is reliable. In verse 42, it says, "So shall I have wherewith to answer him that reproaches me, for I trust in thy word." And then he states that the sum of thy word is truth. In verse 160, "Thy word is true from the beginning, and every one of my righteous judgments endureth forever." The first step is key. The first step that we just went over, trusting in the word of God, it is key. If a believer doesn't really regard the word of God as being fully and entirely trustworthy, then none of the other steps that we are about to discuss will follow. This is why the church needs to be quick. It needs to deal with the repeated criticisms of the Bible that so often permeate our culture. Everything is changing. Man is making up his own beliefs in Jesus Christ. Everything is changing. And if we who are believers don't be sharp in the word of God, we will be shifted in that atmosphere just as well. Watch what I say. We must stand on the word of God. Hebrews 13:8 said, "Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. Be not carried about with divers and changed doctrines," glory to God. And then the second one is studying the word of God. David doesn't just believe the word. He is actually a student of the word of God. He learns the word of God. In Psalms 119, verse 7 and 3, it says, "Thy hands have made me and fashioned me. Give me understanding that I may learn thy commandments." And then David seeks the word of God. In verse 155, it says, "Salvation is far from the wicked, but thou seek not thy statutes." And then David memorizes the word of God. And verse 153 says, "Consider mine affliction and deliver me, for I do not forget thy law, and regularly meditate on it," glory to God. This step ought to naturally follow the first one. If God's word is really true, then we ought to commit ourselves to being diligent studiers of the word of God. We need to embrace it with our mind as well as with our hearts. Then the third one is using the word of God. It's one thing to believe and know the word of God. It's another thing to rely on the word of God, looking at the word of God to guide us during the most difficult and challenging times or things in our lives, to lean on the word of God for encouragement and hope. David repeatedly affirms that he uses the word of God as a counselor, glory to God. In verse 24, he says, "Thy testimony is also are my delight and my counselors." So in order to know God's testimony, we got to know his word. David used the word of God to give him strength. In verse 28, "My soul melted for heaviness. Strengthen thou me according unto thy word," and to bring comfort in affliction. And verse 50 says, this is my comfort in my affliction, for thy word hath quickened me. Glory to God. David states in verse 105, thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. In short, the word of God is the very source of life for David. In verse 156, he says, great are thy tender mercies. O Lord, quicken me according to thy judgment. This reminds us of a very important attribute of God's word. It is alive. It is powerful. And the word of God is active. Glory to God. When we talk about the attributes of Scripture, we must remember that it is more than just a true book, but it's also a living book. Glory to God. It's alive. It is a place where the God of the universe meets us and he manifests himself. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The fourth one is that we must be delighting in the word of God. What an amazing it is that David takes things one step farther than we might expect. It's not just that he trusts God, the word, and not just that he studies the word, and not just that he uses the word of God, but actually he has affection for the word of God. My goodness, he has a deep emotional affirmative and natural liking towards God's word. It's like David knows and he feels that he is similar to God. He understands God very well. David loves God's word. And verse 159, it says, consider how I love thy precepts. Quicken me, O Lord, according to thy loving kindness. David rejoices at the word of God. And verse 162, it says, I rejoice at thy word as one that findeth great sore. The word is wondrous. Verse 18 says, open thine mind eyes that I may behold wondrous things out of thy law. The word of God is better than thousands of gold and silver pieces. And verse 7 and 2, David says, the law of thy mouth is better unto me than thousands of gold and silver, and sweeter than honey to my mouth. Verse 103 says, how sweet are thy words unto my taste, yes, sweeter than honey to my mouth. Glory to God. I'm wondering if the passion, the love, the commitment David has for God is what's missing for most believers today. Do we have that deep passion? Do we have that deep love for God? Are we committed to God the way David is? For many, the Bible is now viewed almost in a fashion. It's a mechanical, it's like a sterile tool that Christians are supposed to use. It's like taking your medicine. But in contrast, David has passion. David has zeal, and David has excitement for the law and the commandments of God. The reason for this is not hard to find. David loved God's law. David loved God's law not because he is a clog at legalism, but David loves God's law because the law reflects God's own nature and God's own character. He loves God's law because David loves God and who God is and what God is like. Any believer, those of us who say that we love God but then despise his law is living a life of contradiction. Indeed, they are living a life that is the opposite of Psalms 119. To love God is to also to love his law, with God. Not surprisingly, the prideful characteristics, trusting the word of God, studying the word of God, using the word of God, delighting in the word of God, naturally leads us to this last one. And the last one is that we must obey the word of God. David repeatedly expresses his desire to actually obey God's law. He wants to follow it. David wants to keep it. He wants to fulfill it. Unfortunately, in the time that we're living in right now, the concept of obeying the law is not a popular one. Many believers see this as a contrary to grace. However, two things should be kept in mind. One, David is not keeping the law in order to earn salvation. He is obeying out of love for God. He is obeying out of the heart of faith. Secondly, we should remember that Jesus himself was very much about obeying the law. Before we too quickly despise the concept of God's law, of keeping God's law, we should remember that Jesus delighted in keeping his Father's law, and he kept it absolutely perfectly for us. He obeyed on our behalf, and his righteous status is imputed to us by faith. Indeed, Jesus embodied all five of these. He trusted the word. He studied the word. He used the word. He delighted in the word. And he obeyed the word of God. In fact, he did all of these things even more than David did. David certainly serves as an example of what to do with God's word, but Jesus is the ultimate example, glory to God. One greater than David has come, and he loved God's word, and that's Jesus himself. Every now and then, I read a prophetic word that comes in my email, and I don't always share them, but when that prophetic word lines up with what the Lord has given me for midday glory, I have to share it. And when I read the prophetic word a couple of days ago, I realized the prophetic word was talking about the word of God. So I want you to hear, this is the prophetic word. It says, the Father says today, meditate on my word day and night. Meditate and ruminate. Think deeply about my promises, my commands, and my truth. These things will surely come before manifest in your life. My word in your heart and in your mind will go before you in the way, prospering you in light, enlarging the place of your habitation and increasing you with the increase of God. Abandon yourself to what I am doing on the inside of you. Give yourself over to my word and allow it to take deep root in you and cause you to sink deep root into the deep aquifers of my spirit to refresh, to cleanse, and to empower you. My word is the dipper that you let down, not into a natural resource or an outward dependency, but into that spring of living water I place on the inside of you by my spirit. There is no contradiction between the word and the spirit. The word and the spirit are one in the heavens. Let the word and the spirit become one on the inside of you. This day I welcome you into the as is heaven, so on earth reality. I am populating your life with my goodness. I am filling you to overflowing with my blessings and my favor. This is kingdom reality. I have shown you that what you will. I have shown you what you will now walk in. Where I put a window, I provide a door, glory to God. I do not give the image of a thing without the substance of the thing being a promise in your life. I do not taunt or tease. I will not show you the overcoming life or promise you such things without opening you the access that makes it a reality. There is no impediment. There is no obstacle that can impede you inwardly or outwardly. Rise up. Take up your bed and walk. Go and sin no more. Sin shall not have dominion over you anymore that I can be tempted to sin. You are not a sin creature. You are a righteousness creature, glory to God. You are the righteousness of God in Christ. You are what all creator has been waiting and groaning to be made manifest in the earth. This is the song of the redeemed. This is the fullness of that Philip in all. Are you prepared and are you ready? My word prepares you. My spirit prepares you. And I say to you this day, come. And in the coming will be manifest that which you have cried out for your entire life. Glory to God. That's the prophetic word that lets us know that the word of God is so important to any Christian. We must know the word. We must study the word. We must be excited about the word. We must, and most importantly, be doers of the word of God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let us pray. And before I pray, before I enter into prayer, I want us to always remember this 7 weeks of this spiritual fast, because we will not go backwards. We will think positive. Glory to God in all things. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we come to you on this day, O Lord God, to give you glory, honor, and praise. Oh, hallelujah. We worship you, O great Jehovah. Hallelujah. Before we get into our prayer, God, we just want to say thank you for life, health, and strength today, Lord God. Thank you, Father God, for your grace, oh God, that woke us up this morning, Lord God. Thank you, Father God, for your grace, oh God, that gave will have us in our sound mind, Lord God. We could move our limbs, God. We could see with our eyes. We could talk with our mouths, Lord God. We thank you, Father God, for the mind of Christ. Hallelujah, Lord God. Lord God, if we had 1,000 tongues in our mouth, we could never thank you enough for all, Almighty God, that you have done for us and you're still doing for us. Hallelujah, Lord God. Thank you for your word. Hallelujah. Your word, oh God, is rich and it is powerful, Lord God. It teaches us your statutes, Lord God. It teaches us your principles and your laws and your precepts, Lord God. It teaches, oh God, your ordinances, Lord God, your rules. Hallelujah, Lord God. Your word gives us a testimony, Lord God, about your goodness. Hallelujah, Lord God. Oh, Lord God, you sent your son, Lord God, who did it all just for us. Hallelujah. We no longer are sinners, Lord God, but we are the righteousness of God. Hallelujah, glory to God. We no longer are condemned, Lord God, but there is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Glory to God. Lord God, you cleanse us from our sins by your blood. Hallelujah. We worship, Lord God, and we adore you. Glory to God. We know that we are the righteousness of God. Hallelujah. We know that we no longer are incomplete. complete because you, oh God, the word tells us that we are complete in you. Hallelujah. Who is the he, who is, you are the head, oh God, of all principalities and powers, Lord God. We are alive with you, oh God. We have been made free from the law of sin and death. Glory to God. We are no longer accept oppression, Lord God. We no longer engage in fear. Hallelujah. Fear does not come near us. Hallelujah, Lord God. We are born of God. The evil one does not touch us. Hallelujah. We know who we are in Christ Jesus, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Almighty God, that you have made us holy. Hallelujah. Thank you that you've given us the mind of Christ. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God, that we have the peace of God that surpasses all understanding. Hallelujah. We have the greater one living on the inside of us. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The word, Father God, says that greater is he who is in us than we who is in the world. Hallelujah. We have received the gift of righteousness, O Lord God. Hallelujah. And we reign, O God, as a king in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord God, we receive the spirit of wisdom from you, Lord God. We receive the spirit of revelation. We receive the spirit of knowledge, Almighty God, from you, Lord God. We thank you that you have opened our spiritual eyes. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The eyes of our understanding have been enlightened, oh God, just by you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We have tasted, Lord God, and we see that you are good. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You have blessed us and showered us with so many blessings, oh Lord God. Like I said, God, we cannot thank you enough, God. We speak the word of God in our lives. Hallelujah. We have received the power of the Holy Spirit, oh God, to lay hands on the sick, Lord God, and we know that they will recover, Lord God. We come, Father God, with the power to cast out demons, Lord God. We come, oh God, speaking in new tongues, oh Lord God, that only you can manifest in our mouths, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that you have given us power over the enemy, Lord God. Hallelujah. Nothing by any means, oh Lord God, can harm us, Lord God, because you are our protector, Lord God. We have power, Father God, over putting off the old man, God, and allowing the new man in our lives, oh God, to be renewed by your knowledge, Lord God. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God, that we are new creatures in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. We have given, Lord God, and it has been given to us, Lord God, good measure, pressed down and shaken over together, Lord God, running over. Hallelujah. Our blessings are overflowing. Hallelujah, Lord God. We know that we lack nothing because you supply all of our needs, oh Lord God, according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus, Lord God. We know that you have given us the power to quench all the fiery dots of the wicked one. Where, Father God, we give you glory. Hallelujah. We know, God, that according to your word, we can do all things. Hallelujah. Through Christ Jesus that strengthens us, we praise you, Lord God, and we worship your holy name, Lord God. We show forth your praises of God on this day, Lord God. Lord, you have called us out of darkness into your marvelous light, God, and we shout right now, hallelujah, Lord God, because we know, God, that we are free, Lord God. We know that we are your children, Lord God. We know that we have been born again of the incorruptible seed of the word of God, hallelujah. Your word, God, lives and abides in us forever, hallelujah. We know, God, that we are good workmanship, Lord God. We are new creatures, Father God, that you have created, Lord God. We are spirit being alive in you, hallelujah, Lord God. We know, God, that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. As believers, Lord God, we thank you for the light of the gospel that shines on the inside of us, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that we are peculiar people, that people can see that we are different, Lord God, that we are the King's kids, God. We trust in your word. Hallelujah, Lord God. We study your word, God. We use your word. Hallelujah, Lord God. We delight in your word. Hallelujah. We desire, Almighty God, to obey your word, God. We know that we are doers of your word, God. We are active and alive, God. And we thank you, God, that you have made us, hallelujah, joint heirs with you, Almighty God. We know that we are more than conquerors, hallelujah, through him who loves us, Lord God. We are overcome by the blood of the Lamb, hallelujah, and the word of the testimony, Lord God. We thank you, hallelujah, that you have made us your ambassadors, Lord God. Lord God, we choose to serve you, Lord God. Hallelujah. We know that we are part of a chosen generation. We are a royal priesthood, Lord God. We are a holy nature, Lord God, and we have been purchased by you. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. We are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. We are the temple of the Holy Spirit, Lord God. We have been forgiven of all of our sins and washed in the blood. Hallelujah. We are delivered from the power of darkness and translated, oh God, into your marvelous light, Lord God. We receive everything that's in your word. Hallelujah. We have been redeemed from the curse of sin. Hallelujah. We've been redeemed from the sickness and poverty in the name of Jesus. We are healed by your strength, Lord God. Whatever, Lord God, whatever, hallelujah, your word says, God, we believe it. Hallelujah. We, Father God, know that we have been raised up in you and seated in heavenly places, God. You are our shield. You are our buckler, Lord God.
Greater love for God has no man than to lay down his life for his friend. Hallelujah. We are strengthened, O God, with every might according to your glorious power. Hallelujah. We are submitted to you, Almighty God. The devil flees from us, Lord God, because we resist him in the name of Jesus, God. We will not allow any negative thoughts, any negative feelings, O God, to come back, Father God. We have been fasting for 7 weeks, God, and we will continue, O God, on this journey of positive thinking, Lord God. We will not allow anything that's not like you to creep up in our minds, to creep up in our souls, Lord God. We press towards the goal of the high calling in Christ Jesus, Lord God. We will think positive, glory to God. But you have not given us a spirit of fear, Lord God, but you've given us power, hallelujah. You've given us love, oh Lord God, and you've given us a sound mind, glory to God. We are not afraid of what's going on in this world, hallelujah, because we know that we are safe in the arms of Jesus, hallelujah. We're safe in the arms of our Savior, our protector. You are our security, glory to God. We continue, Almighty God, to pray without ceasing. We pray for the government, Father God, of this United States of America, Lord God. We pray for the president and vice president, Lord God, of this United States of America, Lord God. We pray for all cabinets, all Congress, all senators, Lord God. Father God, those are all on company, all, Father God, that represent, Father God, the White House, God. We pray, Father God, for every official of the White House in the name of Jesus, God. We know that in spite of what's going on, in spite of what's being said, in spite of what's being posted in all of these different media things, Lord God, we know, Almighty God, that you are still in control, Lord God. So we hold on to the hem of your garment, Lord God, trusting and believing that you will see us through, Lord God. We pray, Almighty God, for those who have been sick, they have sickness in their bodies, God. They must know that over 2,000 years ago, God, that you stood and you, Father God, bled and you died on the cross, Lord God. And Father God, all of these diseases was wiped away from us, Lord God. By your stripes, we are healed. We were healed, Lord God, and we will not take it back, Lord. We know, Almighty God, your word says that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he says shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith, Lord God. So we decree and we declare on this day your word in our lives, Lord God. We believe your word and we are watching, Lord God. You're the manifestation of your word. Hallelujah. We are strong and mighty in you, Lord God. We walk by faith and not by sight, Lord God. We believe we are delivered. Hallelujah. We believe that we are healed, Lord God. We believe, Almighty God, that we have been set free, glory to God. We know that we are children of the Most High. We speak the word of God over our lives, in our lives, in our families, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God. We can do all things through Christ Jesus, who strengthened us. We thank you for our family, our extended families, Lord God, abiding in the word of God. Hallelujah. All power been given unto us by Christ Jesus, our Lord and Savior. God has not given us any negative thoughts, any negative fears, any anxiety, Lord God, but you've given us peace. Hallelujah. So we put you first, Almighty God, in everything that we do, Lord God. We live according to your word, Lord God. We speak and your word first, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God. We know, that, God, that you said not to be anxious for anything, Lord God. But we know that all things are possible with you, Lord God. We know that we are forgiven of all of our, we have been forgiven of all of our sins, Lord God. We continue, Almighty God, to glorify and to magnify your name, Lord God. We continue, Lord God, to bless you, to praise you. We continue, Almighty God, to be a witness unto you, Lord God. We humbly, Father God, submit this prayer, Father God. And this is our prayer in the mighty, mighty name of Jesus. And we say glory to your name, God. We honor you. We bless you, Lord God. We just pray, Father God, speak in existence, Lord God, that no Christian will have any negative thoughts, any negative words, anything out of their mouth, anything out of their mind thoughts, that we will line up to your word. And we thank you this day for your word. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Bye-bye.
Today's sales leaders face a difficult task: selling the right products at the right time through the right channels. A new 3-day program from Harvard Business School Executive Education addresses this problem directly. Join us on the Boston campus in August for Managing Sales Teams and Distribution Channels, where you will discover strategies that can lead to the best sales performance. Learn more by clicking the banner or visiting hbs.me/sales. That's HBS.
Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. We praise God. We give him the highest praise, which is hallelujah. Glory be to God. When I think of all that the Lord has done for me, I just have to stop and I just have to say, God, I bless you, I honor you, I glorify you, and I just want to praise him like I'm losing my mind because he has been so good to me. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I just want to show him just how much I appreciate all that he has done for me. He is a blessing unto me. He has been a blessing in my life. And my soul cries out to the God of my salvation. The Lord is good all the time, and all the time the Lord is good. Hallelujah. He will give you peace in the midst of our storms. Hallelujah. I bless his name. I magnify his name. I glorify his name. I exalt his name. Hallelujah. He is worthy of all the praise. He did not give us a spirit of fear, glory to God. He did not give us a spirit of worry, but the God that we serve has given us love. He's given us power. He's given us a sound mouth. Hallelujah. We have the mind of Christ, glory to God. We can praise him through all circumstances. This is why I stand on Psalms 34. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Oh, magnify the Lord with me and let us exalt his name together. He has heard our cry and has delivered us from all of our fears. Hallelujah. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusted in him. Glory to God. He is also our security. Verse 15 says, the eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous, and his ears are open unto their cry. The face of the Lord is against them that do evil, to cut off the remembrance of them from the earth. The righteous cry, and the Lord heareth, and he delivered them out of all of their troubles. Glory to God. The Lord is nigh unto them that are of a broken heart, and saveth such as be of a contrite spirit. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord that delivered him out of them all. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. God's protection comes from the form of peace, and it gives strength, glory to God, in the middle of our despair, in the middle of us going through pain and hurt, in the middle of all the circumstances that we're going to. Glory to God. I just give him praise, and I just thank him. Hallelujah. He is so good. I just have a question. Have you ever experienced the calmness that only God can bring to us when we are going through our trials and through our tribulations? Do we have that intimate relationship with him, that we've learned how to cast all of our burdens over to God, and then we can feel the strength that only come from Almighty God? Can't nobody give us that peace? Can't nobody give us that calmness? Can't nobody give us that strength except for God himself? Glory to God. When we get to that relationship in our lives, then we can just rest assured that God is always in control of us. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. He will strengthen and keep us. Hallelujah. He is willing to help us no matter what we're going through. He is our balm in Gilead. He has the healing and the soothing, smoothing power. He is our protection, glory to God. Just as he protected Joseph in the Bible when his brother was contemplating killing him in Genesis 37, he also did the same thing. He warned Judah of what Babylon would do to them, and Judah didn't have to fear because he knew that God was right there by his side. There's a balm in Gilead. It's actually an African-American spiritual that compares the healing balm to the saving power of Jesus, the one true treatment that never fails to heal our spiritual wounds. Glory to God. We can always count on God. Our God do not fight human nature. He doesn't pick up a gun or he pick up a rock or anything, but he fights in the spirit, glory to God. And when we release all of our trials, when we release all of our troubles, all of our pains and all of our woes over to him, allowing him to protect us, the battle is already won in the name of Jesus, glory to God. Sometimes God's protection comes as an ending because he's seeing more of on the horizon than we can ever possibly see. So we just got to learn to trust him. And as a believer in Christ, we are promised a new life covered under the protection of God, in which nothing can separate us from his love. We just have to rest, know that no matter what hardship we face, God is our provider and God is our protector. The word of God helps us focus on knowing there is a bigger plan, and God has chosen us for a greater work. Glory to God. In the word of God, Exodus 23:22 says, but if thou shalt indeed obey his voice and do all that I speak,
then I will be an enemy unto thine enemies, glory to God, and an adversary unto thine adversaries. And then Leviticus 26:6 says, and I will give peace in the land, and ye shall lie, and none shall make you afraid. And I will rid evil beasts out of the land, neither shall the sword go through your land. And then Luke 6:27-30 says, but I say unto you, which shall love your enemies, and do good to them which hate you. Bless them that curse you, and pray for them which despitefully use you. And unto them that smiteth thee on one cheek, offer also the other. And him that taketh away thy cloak, forbid not to take thy coat also. Give to every man that asketh of thee, and of him that taketh away thy goods, ask them not again. This is one of my favorite scriptures, one of the ones that I had to dwell on, because it was hard to love someone who is your enemies. It's hard to love someone that will curse you and despitefully use you and speak all evil against you. And then not only that, they speak to others and have those other people to turn their backs on you. But you got to know that in spite of whatever people may do to you, God knows everything. Glory to God. And Proverbs 24:17 says, rejoice not when thine enemy falleth. Let not thine heart be glad when he stumbled. And Romans 12:20 says, therefore, if thine enemy is hunger, feed him. If he thirst, give him drink. For in so doing, thou shalt heap coals of fire on his head. Psalms 138:7 says, though I walk in the midst of trouble, hallelujah, thou wilt revive me. Thou shalt stretch forth thine hand against the wrath of my enemies, and thy right hand shall save me. And then 1 Peter 3:9 says, not rendering evil for evil or railing for railing, but counterwise blessings, glory to God, knowing that there are unto all cause that you should inherit a blessing, glory to God, hallelujah. We bless God. It's so important as believers to adhere to the word of God. I heard something so profound on last Sunday when my pastor was preaching. He said, if we can't have faith, then just be obedient. So I say to you, we need to be obedient to the word of God. That thing spoke volumes. And we would just be obedient to the word of God. We would just learn to adhere to his word and do what he says. When we humble ourselves in the sight of the Lord, everything else will fall in place. It may look like we're being walked over. It may look like we're being used and abused, but God has everything in order. Glory to God. I'm not just speaking this. I'm talking about experience. I'm talking about what I had to go through, the mock and the Mary Clay, the hills that were too hard to climb. And once I learned to cast all of my burdens over to God, peace was just in the midst of every storm that I went through. And even though I was talked about, even though I was lied on, even though I was cheated, and everything you can name, I just learned to just stand still and mark time and watch God fight my battles. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He will give you sweet rest as we surrender to him. He will make our enemies our footstool. Glory to God. But we must obey his word. Love those that despitefully use us. Glory to God. I don't know about you, but these past few months has been a spiritual elevation. When the Lord placed us on that spiritual fast from negative thinking, that thing did something to me, glory to God. It helped my mind, no matter what I was going through, to always think positive, always have the mind of Christ, always have the word of God embedded in my word. His desire is for us to study the word and apply it to our lives. It's so very important. It's not just going to church. It's not just being part of a group in the church. It's not just a fellowship, but it's us having that intimate relationship with God. So last week we spoke about the truth of the word of God, and there were five things that we pointed out last week that we should be doing with God's word. We must be trusting the word of God. We must be studying the word of God. We must be using the word of God, making it activated in our lives. And we must be delighted in his word, glory to God. And we must be obedient, obeying the word of God, glory to God. So today we're talking about praying the promises of God. Hallelujah. Isaiah 40:8 says, the grass withers and the flower fadeth, but the word of our God shall stand forever. Isaiah 55:11 says, so shall my word be thou goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it. Isaiah 59:21 says, as for me, this is my covenant with them, saith the Lord. My spirit that is upon thee, and my words which I have put in my mouth shall not depart out of thy mouth, nor out of the mouth of thy seed, nor out of the mouth of thy seed, saith the Lord, from henceforth and forevermore. Glory to God. That's talking about generation to generation. Hallelujah. Psalms 119:89-91 says, forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven. Thy faithfulness is unto all generations. Thou hast established the earth, and it abideth. Thou continue this day according to thine ordinance for all of thy servants. Glory to God. Matthew 5:18 says, verily I say unto you, till heaven and earth pass, one jot or one tittle shall in no wise pass from the law till it all be fulfilled. Matthew 24:35 says, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away. Glory to God. Jesus has made it clear that we would endure hardship in this life, but God has given us amazing tools to keep trials from overwhelming us. Glory to God. We need to apply these things, and this is the word. His word says that it says it all. That's why it's so important that we trust in his word. It's so important that we study his word. It's so important that we use his word. And it's so important to delight in his word, glory to God. And it's so very, very important to obey his word. All the promise of God are yea and amen. That is the word of God. Hallelujah. Yes, we must go through trials and tribulations. Look what Jesus went through for us, glory to God. But his word tells us in 2 Corinthians 4:8-9 that we are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. We are persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but we are not destroyed. And then Paul says in Philippians 4:12-13, I know both how to be abased, and I know how to abound. Everywhere and in all things, I am instructed both to be full and to be hungry, glory to God, both to abound and to suffer need. And one of my favorite scriptures, I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. And then 1 Peter 5:10 says, but the God of all grace, which hath called us into his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that he hath suffered a while, make you perfect, establish, settle, strengthen, and settle you. Glory to God. Through the suffering of our bodies, always continue to share in the death of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Jesus the Christ, so that the life of Jesus may also be in our bodies. Glory to God. When we think about what he went through, glory to God, just for us, hallelujah. He came through like pure gold, and so will we, because we serve our God. He is our protector, glory to God. We must trust in his word, glory to God, and trust in him. And Proverbs 3:4-6 says, let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Bind them about thy neck, write them upon the table of thine heart. So shalt thou find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding, but in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. Glory to God. Jesus the Christ placed his spirit on the inside of us to guide us and to empower us. Glory to God. He also gave us prayer so that we could not only communicate and stay connected with him, but we can also bring our requests to him. Glory to God. We are to pray without ceasing. The Bible tells us that men are to always pray. Prayer is so very important. It keeps us connected with our Heavenly Father. Prayer is our communication with our Heavenly Father. So God has given us marvelous gifts, glory to God. The most marvelous gift that he could have ever given us is the Bible, the Word of God. Scripture is the actual Word of God Almighty. It is truth, hallelujah. His word never changes. It enables us in all circumstances, no matter what we're going through, we can find a scripture that would relate to it, glory to God. So we have a true foundation on which to base our lives and our decisions. There are thousands of promises in the Bible and countless assurances that we can rely on with perfect confidence. God desires and he wants us to learn them so that we won't miss out on the blessings that he wants to give us, glory to God. We can take the promises written in the Bible as wise believers and turn those scriptures into prayer, glory to God. We are supposed to pray the word of God at all times, hallelujah. Through scripture, we can cry out to God with our heart, hallelujah. Psalm 32:8 says, is a scripture that relates to difficult situations. It says, I will instruct thee. This is God telling us, no matter what we're going through, that he will instruct thee, and he will teach thee in the ways which thou shalt go. He says, I will guide thee. I will counsel thee with my eye upon you. He is always watching us, glory to God. He knows and he sees more than we will ever know about our own selves. He knows the end from the beginning. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We can pray God's words back to him, saying that we believe that he will teach us and he will reveal his path while remaining by our side as our caregiver through the entire situation. Glory to God. When hardships begin to arise, we need a solid foundation on which to stand, and God's word teaches us that. Glory to God. And Deuteronomy 31:6 says, be strong and of good courage. Fear not, nor be afraid of them. For the Lord thy God, he is he that doth go with thee. He will not fail thee, nor will he forsake thee. Glory to God. And Joshua 1:9 says, have not I commanded thee? Be strong and of a good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed. For the Lord thy God is with thee, whithersoever thou goest. And then 1 Chronicles 28:20 says, and David said to Solomon, his son, be strong and of good courage and do it. Fear not, nor be dismayed, for the Lord God, even my God, will be with thee. He will not fail thee, hallelujah, nor forsake thee, glory to God, until thou hast finished all the work for the service of the house of the Lord. Ephesians 6:10 says, finally, my brother, be strong in the Lord in the power of his might. 2 Timothy 2:1 says, thou therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Jesus Christ. Glory to God. We must stand on the word of God. Otherwise, our emotions will easily lead us astray through faulty thinking. Glory to God. You know how sometimes we wake up in the middle of the night and our minds are going 1,000 miles a minute, and we wake up sometimes and we're feeling sad or we're feeling lonely or depressed or suppressed, and all sorts of feelings are going through our mind. This is when we have to have the word of God abiding on the inside of us so that we can begin to apply the word of God. We can begin to speak to that foul spirit. We begin to speak the word of God. Hallelujah. And we remind that negative thought that's coming through that we are children of the Most High God. He has redeemed us, Lord God. We have been born with incorruptible seed. Hallelujah. We serve a powerful, mighty God. He has given us that same power. Hallelujah. He is faithful and he is unchanging. So we can trust in his promises, glory to God, which enables us to just rest confidently and act boldly, glory to God. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and he is our keeper. He's neither slumbers nor sleep. Hallelujah. His eyes are always upon the righteous. All we have to do is put our total trust in him. Glory to God. Keep him in remembrance of his word. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. All we have to do is believe and conceive God's word. God's word happens when we believe. Hallelujah. It becomes active and alive in our lives as we begin to believe it. God has given us his word, so we got to hide it in our heart and write it on our minds. The word of God in our minds renews us, and it transforms us, glory to God, and it strengthens us. The word of God in our heart changes us, and it works miracles in our lives, glory to God. The word of God is alive and well. Hallelujah. We must allow it to be abiding on the inside so that when things come up, we can just begin to speak the word of God. Hallelujah. Let us pray. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, for this beautiful day that you have made, Lord God. We are so grateful, oh God, that you have allowed us, Father God, to be a part of it, Lord God. You have allowed us to witness the sun rising, Lord God, the sun shining, the wind blowing, Father God, and a beautiful day on the outside. We glorify your name, Lord God. There is no name, God, hallelujah, that is so worthy of glory but your name, Lord God. You are our healer, Lord God. You are our deliverer, Lord God. You are our sanctifier, hallelujah. And we worship you on this day, Lord God. You deserve all of the worship, Lord God. You deserve all of the praise, Lord God. We cannot praise you enough, Lord God. Lord God, we will make a joyful noise to you, oh, hallelujah. We serve you, Lord God, with gladness, Lord God, because you come before us, Father God, with your singing, Lord God. We enter into your gates, Lord God, with thanksgiving, Lord God. We enter into your coast, Almighty God, with praise, hallelujah, Lord God. We are thankful for all that you have done for us, Lord God. We bless your name, Almighty God. We thank you, Father God, for all the benefits that you have given us, Lord God. We thank you, Almighty, for forgiving us of all our iniquities, Lord God, for healing all of our diseases, Lord God. Over 2,000 years ago, you nailed them to the cross, hallelujah, Lord God. You redeemed us from destruction, hallelujah. You crowned us, oh Lord God, with loving kindness and tender mercies, hallelujah. You sanctified our mouths with good things, hallelujah, Lord God, hallelujah. We thank you, hallelujah, Lord God. Your mercy, Lord God, endures forever, hallelujah. We extol you, Almighty God. You are our King, hallelujah, and we bless your name forever, Lord God. You are almighty and all power, Almighty God. God is in your hands, hallelujah. You are the great God, and you are worthy, hallelujah, to be praised, Lord God. Lord God, your grace and your greatness, God, your love, Lord God, is unsearchable, Lord God. There is no other God like you, hallelujah. You know when, Lord God, can commit to your promises, Lord God, that are written in your holy word, Lord God. Nobody can carry out the promises, Lord God. You promised all your promises, oh Lord God, are always yea and amen, Lord God. You promised, Almighty God, that you would deliver, Lord God. You promised, oh God, that you would be our provider, hallelujah. You promised, Almighty God, that you would be our healer, our protection. You are our security, Lord God. And we thank you, Lord God, for your unfailing love towards us today, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that you have made provisions for us, Lord God. We thank you most of all, Lord God, for salvation, hallelujah, Lord God. You are not a man that you would lie, Lord God. No, you're the son of man that you would change your mind, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that we know that your eyes are upon the righteous and your ears, oh my God, are attentive to every prayer that we pray, Lord God. God, not only do you hear our prayer, God, we know, God, that you answer our prayer. We realize, oh Lord God, that your time is not our time. Neither are your ways our ways, Lord God. So God, we just wait patiently on you, Lord God. And we just thank you, Father God, for the new life that you have given us, Lord God. Therefore, we know according to your word, God, that if anyone be in Christ, that he is a new creature, Lord God. All the old things are past and behind us, Lord God. You have made us brand new, hallelujah. We thank you, Father God, for your promise about freedom, Lord God. Your word said that we know that the truth, Lord God, and the truth shall make us free, Lord God. So if the Son makes us free, we are free indeed, hallelujah, Lord God. In spite of us, oh God, you continue to give us good gifts, Lord God. When we follow your commandments, Lord God, when we do according to your word, Lord God, you said no good thing, Lord God, would you withhold from us, Lord God, hallelujah, Lord God. So God, we ask you daily to check us, Lord God, and if there's anything that we're doing that's not pleasing in your eyesight, God, please help us, Father God, to reshape and remold ourselves, Lord God, that we can be pleasing in your eyesight, Lord God. We thank you for the promise of the Holy Spirit, Lord God, which leads and guides us, Lord God. It operates on the inside of our hearts, Lord God. We thank you, Father God, that the Holy Spirit changes our demeanor, it changes our attitude, Lord God. It changes our character. We desire, Lord God, Father God, to be like you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We thank you the Holy Spirit is our helper, hallelujah. It's our comfort, Lord God. It's our God, and it leads us to all truth, Lord God. The Holy Spirit directs us. The Holy Spirit instructs us. It teaches us. It guides us, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, that every obstacle, Lord God, that will try to get in our way, God, that you've already moved it in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you, Father God, for opening up our understanding, Lord God, making all things plain and clear to us, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that the Holy Spirit, God, has given us, Father God, wisdom, Lord God, has given us revelation, knowledge, and understanding of your word, Lord God. It's given us strength and power, hallelujah, to go on, Father God, in spite of the obstacles that get in the way, Lord God, in spite of the roadblocks, Lord God. Father God, you give us strength and power to look over it and go over it, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Almighty God, for being our spiritual counselor, Lord God. When we don't know what to do, God, in the middle of the night, God, when we are quiet, Lord God, you begin to speak to us, Lord God, and you begin to direct our path, hallelujah, Lord God. Your word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our pathway, Lord God. Your word, Almighty God, is scripture, Lord God, which, Father God, causes us to have a God-breathing, Lord God, hallelujah. We can inhale and exhale, Lord God, and we can relax in you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God. We desire as your children, Lord God, to be devoted to you. We desire as your children, Lord God, to have an obedient spirit, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we know that you have equipped us, Almighty God, with every good thing, God. You would not put us out there, Father God, without the proper tools, Lord God. And we just continue to thank you, Lord God. We desire, oh Lord God, to prosper and be successful, Lord God, be in good health, Lord God, so that, Father God, we can just walk in obedience and we can be, Father God, what you desire for us to be, Lord God. You are a faithful God, hallelujah. You strengthen and you protect us with your power, Lord God. We hold, Father God, we thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God. You are always present with us, Lord God, even until the very end of the age, Lord God. We are not afraid, for we know, Almighty God, that you are with us, Lord God. As we draw nigh to you, Lord God, you said that you would draw nigh unto us, Lord God. We don't have to be troubled, Lord God, on every side, Lord God. We don't have to be stressed out, God. We don't have to be worried, Lord God. We don't have to be perplexed, Lord God, because we know that you are right there by our side. Hallelujah, Lord God. Yea, that we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, Lord God. We fear no evil, for we know, God, that you are with us, Lord God. Your God, and your staff, it comforts us, Lord God. You will never, Father God, leave us alone. Hallelujah, Lord God. Father God, we thank you that when we are asleep, God, you are wide awake and you are watching over us. Hallelujah. We cannot thank you enough, God. We thank you, Father God, for every spiritual gift, Father God, that you have given us, because your gifts are irrevocable, Lord God. We know that we are blessed and highly favored. Hallelujah. We know, Lord God, that we are a chosen generation, Lord God, that you have chosen us, God, that we were handpicked by you. Hallelujah. That we are peculiar people. We are the king's children, Lord God. And we thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for everything that you have done for us, Lord God. We cannot, Father God, shout hallelujah enough, Lord God. We know that's the highest praise, Lord God, and we give it from the top of our voice today, Lord God. For we thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, for everything, Lord God, that you have done, that you continue to do in our lives, Lord God. Father God, help us to do your will, God, hallelujah, so that our lives can be of peace, Lord God. We can know your word and do your word, Lord God, and we bless your name, Lord God. And this is your servant's prayer on this day, God, that we bless your name, God, and we say amen. Amen and amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. We thank the Lord for his promises. Hallelujah. We thank the Lord that everything we need is right there in his word. God bless you, and we will hear you on the line next Wednesday at 1 o'clock. God bless you richly in Jesus' name. Bye-bye.
Today's sales leaders face a difficult task, selling the right products at the right time through the right channels. A new 3-day program from Harvard Business School Executive Education addresses this problem directly. Join us on the Boston campus in August for Managing Sales Teams and Distribution Channels, where you will discover strategies that can lead to the best sales performance. Learn more by clicking the banner or visiting hbs.me/sales. That's hbs.me/sales.